This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A Ukrainian official overseeing the country's push to join the European Union said Wednesday that she's 100% certain all 27 EU nations will approve Ukraine's EU candidacy during a week summit in Germany. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed similar optimism, calling it a crucial moment for Ukraine. Ukraine's membership bid is the top order of business for EU leaders meeting in Brussels. EU candidate status, which can be granted only if the existing member countries agree unanimously, is the first step toward membership. It does not provide any security guarantees or an automatic right to join the bloc. Ukraine's full membership will depend on whether the war-torn country can satisfy political and economic conditions. The mayor of the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv said Wednesday Russian missile strikes killed at least one person and damaged buildings, including a school in the city. Russia's defense ministry spokesperson claimed up to 500 Ukrainian servicemen had been killed in the high precision, that is, strikes. The Associated Press could not independently verify the claims. And leaders at the upcoming G7 summit in Germany will announce new measures aimed at pressuring Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, according to a senior U.S. official. U.S. President Joe Biden flies Saturday to join the leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan at the summit in Bavaria. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rescuers continue searching through rubble for survivors after a powerful earthquake struck a mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan. Officials warn the grim toll of more than 1,000 dead and 1,500 plus have been injured may still rise. Information remains scarce right now on the 6.1 magnitude earthquake near the Pakistani border. International aid groups sent crews into the country to help local officials find survivors and get aid where it was needed. An interview with the UNICEF Afghanistan spokeswoman, Sam Mort, says some areas suffered mass devastation. Well, President Biden is urging a skeptical Congress to temporarily institute a federal gas tax holiday in a bid to ease pain at the pump here in the U.S. AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani has that story.
The president's taken several direct actions to address soaring gas prices, which largely have not worked. Now he wants Capitol Hill to do its part.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days.
And the diesel tax. The president wants states to suspend their taxes or offer rebates. There's no guarantee they will, and it's an uphill fight in Congress, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says we will see if there's support. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell dismissed the idea as an ineffective stunt.
A silly proposal that senior members of their own party have already shot down well in advance.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Abortion providers are bracing for a ruling from the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion here in the U.S. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Abortion providers are bracing for a ruling from the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion. If Roe versus Wade ends, abortion providers anticipate protest, harassment, and other violence will increase in states where abortion remains legal. Amanda Kifferly with the Women's Center says tensions rose during the Trump administration, especially during the pandemic.
We were besieged by protesters who felt that abortion offices had been kept open, but houses of worship had been closed.
Clinics have been on heightened alert since the opinion leaked that Roe versus Wade may be overturned.
Ed Donahue. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.